have you been wondering if the girl that you like is just being friendly or if she does like you back? Girls normally like guys to make the first move, and they will hold off from telling a guy that they like him so that he has more time to make that move. For a guy though, gosh, this can be super confusing because you are left wondering if she has just friend-zoned you or if she really likes you, right? Guys, I get it, and I apologise because I've seen this happen so many times before. You find yourself stuck in between a rock and a hard place. And do you open up and tell her how you feel? What if she rejects you? What if she tells you that she likes you back? I recommend taking a deep breath in. That's it, I can't hear you. There you go, and then breathe out. You need to step back and take some time to study the girl in front of you. Her behaviour and the way that she acts can tell you if she wants you to notice her or not. If a girl wants you to notice her, there is only one reason, and that's because she likes you. So gents, in today's video, I'm going to tell you about the signs that a woman will display when she wants you to notice her. Now, once you know these signs, you won't need to be in that confusing, does she like me? Are we just friends? Is she being super lovely to me? You know, you're not going to find yourself in that zone again. Here we go, like and subscribe. She blushes when you do something special for her. When you buy her, let's say, roses, take her out for dinner, buy her a coffee, or maybe just lend her a pen in class, her face will light up. She can't help but blush when she sees you or when you pay her a compliment. This is a sign that she likes you and wants you to notice her, and she just can't hide it. She remembers every little thing that you say and do. She can remember things you said from a few months back, even though maybe you can't even remember saying them. When you are together, she mentions things that you do and you don't even notice. This is not some magical power that women have. We can only remember very intricate details about someone that we fancy. She rearranges things so that she can spend her time with you. You will notice she will drop any plans she has already made just so she can spend more time with you. When other women are around you, she glares at them. You could say this is really a type of jealousy. When a woman who is your friend comes to speak to you, you can notice that the other lady, well, her eyes are narrowing in and she's starting to frown. This shows that she has feelings for you and she's worried that you might run off with that other lady. She displays open body language when she is around you. Now, body language, we all know it's very important. And this open body language tells you that she is warm and welcoming. This means she's displaying something very open in her stance. This is far more likely to attract your attention compared to closed body language, kind of like this. Believe this one or not, but sometimes she is mean to you. We remember the people that are mean to us more than the people who are nice. It's sad, but it's true. Negative emotions stick around much longer than the positive ones. And if she's being quite mean to you, it might be worth digging just a little bit deeper, because she's probably trying to grab your attention. When she sees you, she puts lipstick on. Lipstick attracts guys' attention like crazy, and girls will do this when they want a guy to kiss them or just notice them from across the room. Now, red is the colour that will most likely grab your attention, so look out for that shade. She tells other people about you. Now, she's told her friends and family all about you, even though you guys are not actually dating. This means she has feelings for you, and you might start to notice she is displaying some of these other signs too. Her voice is more high-pitched when she is around you. This one is a very subtle one. When you have a conversation with her, you will notice that her voice becomes a lot higher. A higher-pitched voice is more likely to gain attention than a lower-pitched voice. She is shy, but when she talks to you, she's no longer shy. If you notice that a girl is shy in front of her friends or your friends, but then she's not shy around you, it shows she's really trying. She might be shy naturally, but she wants your attention, so she has tried all of her hardest to speak up. This might be quite a difficult thing for her to do, but she is doing it because if she doesn't, well, you might not even notice her. She tells you all her secrets and also her deepest fears. She opens up to you and is vulnerable by telling you her secrets and deepest fears. Now, this is a very risky thing for her to do because you are not her boyfriend yet and she doesn't know how you will react. But instead, she wants to build that bond between the both of you, which is something that happens when you share something deep with a person. When she is talking, she stammers. This one might be hard to catch because she might not do it all that often. If a girl stutters or stammers when she is speaking to you, even though she normally doesn't, it shows that she is just a little bit nervous to be speaking to you. This normally indicates that she has some feelings for you. Lucky you. She says she misses you. She messages you or tells you that she misses you in person. Even if it's not been very long since you guys have seen each other, if a girl tells you this, it shows you how important you are to her, and obviously, she has feelings for you. When you are around her, her fashion sense becomes upgraded. If you have known this lady for a while as a friend, well, you probably know what she normally likes to wear. But if you haven't, you can still tell when she's dressing up for you. When women are dressing up to try and get a man to notice them, they will go all out. Makeup, hair done, a nice outfit on that shows off their body, and nice shoes. She's gonna put in a lot of effort into what she's wearing because, well, she wants you to notice her. She suggests that you guys should spend more alone time together. Girls that are waiting for a guy to notice them or to tell them that they like them are unlikely to come straight out with a, "Let's spend more time together." Normally, they're going to be a lot more subtle. She might invite you over to a party she's having or find a way at work to be put into the same department as you. She suggests doing these things without making it too obvious. She mirrors your body language. This is not just something women do when they really like someone. Basically, we all mirror people's behaviour when we like someone or when we think they are cool. Mirroring can look different depending on what the person finds interesting about you. They might simply mirror you picking up your glass and putting it down, or it could be a lot more specific about your body language or even the words and slang that you use. It's a form of flattery, really. She reacts to all of your social media posts. She sends emoji replies to everything that you post on social media. When you put up a post, she likes it within a few moments. And when you see her, she may mention something about the dinner that you posted on Instagram last week. Basically, she's keeping up with everything that you are up to because, well, she wants to get to know you more as a person. She makes lingering eye contact. Now, this is more than a quick look. She takes a lingering look and takes you all in. She looks you up and down from head to toe. She might linger over a part of your body that she really likes, or the look might just go on for a while. The longer that she holds this look for you, the more likely you are to pick up on it and obviously notice her. She keeps playing with her hair. She's flicking her hair back and forth, twirling it around her fingers and pushing it out of her face. When a woman plays with her hair, it can mean a few things. She might be nervous to be around you. She might be trying to look her best in front of you also. But she might be flirting with you, or it could be a little bit of all of those things. When a girl is flicking her hair around her fingers, she normally wants you to notice her. She is very touchy-feely. She cannot keep her hands to herself. If she is touching you a lot but not touching anyone else, then she's flirting with you and wants you to flirt back. You might think she's just being very friendly, but a woman won't do this unless she really wants your attention. When she is walking near you, you notice she sways her hips. If you are walking down the street and you are standing so close to her that you can feel her hips swaying from side to side, it's a sign that, well, she wants you to notice it. A girl will often do this if she's hanging out with you and maybe a group of friends at the same time. She is hoping she can take your attention away from the other people and put it onto her through the power of her hips. She really cares about what you think. You have the power to change her opinion on pretty much anything. An example of this, if a woman who wants you to notice her will buy a new outfit and then ask your opinion of it. She might say, "Do I look good in this?" And if you reply with, "Sure, but I'm not really sure about the skirt," I can assure you that she will never wear that skirt again. She really cares about what you think about her, what she wears, and she also cares about your own private thoughts. She might really believe in something until you tell her your opposing opinion, and suddenly she changes her mind. This shows how she feels about you. She laughs at your jokes. You might be funny, but you're probably not as funny as she's making you out to be. A great way to get someone to notice you is to make them feel special. And one way to do this is to laugh at their jokes. So if she's laughing at your jokes, even the ones you didn't land properly, it's definitely because, well, she wants your attention. And if it means she has to just laugh along to let you know that, hey, I'm here and I want your attention, well, she's going to do it. She's always hanging out around you. It feels as though, even when you are not hanging out with her, you are kind of hanging out with her. Even if you've not arranged to see her, she happens to show up in the bar that you are in with your friends, or you just so happen to run into her at the supermarket. It should become clear that this is not a coincidence. She wants to run into you and wants to hang out with you. And the more that you see her in random places, like the supermarket, the more you will notice her, which is ultimately what she wants.